Heidi, thanks so much for joining me for a couple of minutes. This has been a great start for you and your teammates. What's been working for all of you to have this kind of success so far to begin the year?
Well, I think it comes a lot from teamwork. We have quite a lot of seniors on our team, so we've played a lot with each other, like growing up through modified and then as like freshmen and sophomores on varsity. So I think that's really helped us out in like our teamwork and playing together.
And for you to have a debut like that, where you score a hat trick in the season opener, what worked for you to have that sort of performance so early on here?
Well, I think just working with my team. We've worked a lot in practice on like crosses and crashing the goal, which I think really helped me out in just kind of being in the right place at the right time. But just having the support from my teammates really helped me like get to where I needed to be and everything.
You also had a goal in the game against McGraw a couple of days ago, but somebody who was stealing the show in that one was CeCe Stryker, only an eighth grader. She scores the game winner in overtime. How cool was that to see her make such a big immediate impact early on?
Oh, it was amazing. I think CeCe is a great player, and she's phenomenal. And her goal in our overtime was amazing. I think everyone was very thrilled with how she played.
Is it one of those things where, in some sense, maybe you get a little bit of pride and maybe a little proud of her because you're a senior leader now, and here she is making an impact as an eighth grader?
Yeah, definitely. It's really nice to see our younger girls step up and like score and just be amazing teammates, and that's really nice.
I love it. That's so cool. Heidi Anderson with us here on BTL from the Moravia Girls Soccer Team. She's our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. Had four goals and an assist over a pair of wins, including a hat trick performance against the Tioga Tigers. Last year was a really good season for you and the team. What did you take away from last year that you're hoping will help you out this year?
I think last year it was really nice because our seniors really stepped up and they were helping a lot in practices and they were leading like our huddles during halftime, and I think they really have helped and inspired our seniors this year to step up and be there for the team, and I think that's really good for us.
And one reason why last year was so memorable is because you made a postseason appearance, which has only happened a handful of times in program history. So how much are you kind of chomping at the bit to make an even deeper run this time around?
I think we're really hoping that we go to sectionals. I think it was a lot of the girls had a lot of fun, and we were really disappointed when we got out last year. And I think this year we're all gonna, we're trying very hard to get back to where we were last year.
Heidi Anderson with us here on BTL from the Moravia Girls Soccer Team, our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. This might be a tough question, but sometimes I like to dive deep into this sort of stuff. If you were to give a scouting report about your play style or your skill set or how you are as a soccer player, what are some of the things that you would say about yourself?
I think that I'm a good team player. Coming up through high school, because I started on varsity in eighth grade, I played defense. So this is actually my first year being like a midfield and offense. And I think going from defense to offense has really helped me understand like how both sides of the team needs to work together and how to help out everywhere I can. And I think that's really important for a lot of players to just be a good team member.
And kind of going off of that, and going off of something else I did want to ask, because you've obviously spent a lot of time playing at the varsity level, how do you feel like your game has grown? Maybe just even in the last few seasons, but from when you first played on the varsity squad to where you are now?
Well, I don't know. It's difficult to tell, like, how much I've grown from my younger years on varsity, but I feel like since I've worked more with the team that I'm with, it's easier for us to, like, work together and make plays. And I think that's helped each of us individually, including myself, grow as better players, both offensively and defensively.
Sure, I totally get that. What kind of goals have you set for yourself this season, and what sort of goals are we looking at from a team perspective?
So for our goals, our coach doesn't like us to go into a game thinking, like, we don't want to go into a season thinking, hey, we're going to win this many games and lose this many, because why would we plan to lose games? So I think our team goal so far is to go beyond what we did last year, and I'd love as a senior for us to do that and play in the sectionals and just win as many games as we can.
Heidi, before we get to the Fast Five, you've got Dryden tomorrow. It's going to be a great matchup against the Purple Lions. What are some of the keys to victory to start the season unbeaten?
I think definitely we just got to keep our communication up, and just working together as a team is really just what we got to focus on tomorrow.
Well, Heidi, before we let you run, we like to do a little something fun here, which is called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where we dive a little bit deeper into who you are and your personality, get to know you a little bit more here on the station as well. You ready for these five random questions?
Yeah.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, let's get to it. First question for you. It's an easy one, and it's one that everybody always seems to ask. What is your all-time favorite movie?
Oh, I was not prepped for this one. I really like Pride and Prejudice.
Good choice. Look at you, all sophisticated and stuff. I like it. All right, second question for you. Who is your all-time favorite band or musician or artist? Just somebody who takes the cake when it comes to what you listen to.
I listen to Stray Kids a lot.
Okay, nice.
Yep.
Third question for you. I hope you like pizza, because if you don't, then I just screwed up this question. But what is your go-to topping or toppings on a pizza?
I'm a sucker for chicken wing pizza.
Yeah, I think everybody is. Good choice. I like that. Fourth question for you. This is a little bit of a different one. Who is your least favorite professional sports team?
Oh, gosh. I don't watch professional sports.
Nothing like the Patriots, the Red Sox, the Yankees, nobody? You're just like, you're indifferent?
I'm indifferent. I'll watch whatever's on.
There you go. All right. Final and fifth question for you, Heidi. What is the best thing about being a student athlete over there at Moravia?
It's really nice because we have a lot of support as both athletes and students, and our teachers are really understanding. Like, if we had to leave early for a game, they'll help us get caught up, and so we can stay on top of academics. That way we're eligible for our sports. So that's really nice.
Very, very cool. That's great to hear. Well, Heidi, it's been a great start to the season for you. It's been a great start to the season for this team, and we can't wait to see how the season's going to unfold for all of you guys. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, and congratulations for being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.